Good morning. Continuing on our topic of if liquids, certain type of liquids were left uncovered, for example, if somebody left water or wine or honey uncovered, also milk and brine, those are the five. So once again, we're talking about water, wine, milk, honey, and brine left uncovered. There's a prohibition based on the Gemara called Mashki Megululim, literally leaving liquids uncovered unsupervised. But then, nonetheless, we brought that based on Tosfos, some poskim say you don't have to be worried about it nowadays, in particular in places where it's not common to see venomous snakes or scorpions. So it's not a concern that an animal like that will come and drink from that liquid and put its harmful venom in it, its poisonous venom in it. So we don't have a concern nowadays that it's a sakana. So in fact, the Tur said that, the Shulchan Aruch said that nowadays the minhag is to be lenient. The Shulchan Aruch says nowadays that we don't have snakes, it's not common, it's mutter, not a problem. Despite that, as we will see shortly, some of the gedolim of the Achronim were very strict about this, to not drink or even have use of liquids that were left uncovered. So we'll start with the Pisrei Tshuva that brings from the Shlah, who wrote as follows, that in any case, even if there's a basis to be lenient, mikol makom shomer nafshi yirachek mizeh, that somebody who's careful about his nefesh should distance himself from drinking from these liquids. And he brings a proof that the tour did not specifically say, not a problem nowadays, you can be lenient, but rather the tour wrote all of the details of the halachas. He went one by one, all of the dinim, all the halachas. He didn't leave anything else. And the implication of that is that the Torah is of the view you have to be strict about this. The language of the Torah then is nowadays we are nohag to be lenient because it's not common to have these venomous snakes. But nonetheless, that's the minhag to be lenient. You can be lenient, but the Torah would say, based on what the Shlah is telling us, that you should be strict. In the Hanagos HaChassid of the Gra, he brings down that the Gra was very careful about this as well. And then we're going to get into details about the third of the great Gedolim we're discussing now. The Chazon Ish was also very careful about what he did. He was strict about leaving his tea uncovered. He would not leave his tea uncovered. He was careful about also his yogurt called Leben, the famous Leben in Israel, that yogurt-like item, that he would not leave it Megula. If it was left Megula, he wouldn't eat it. However, he did say that when it comes to Leben, because it's like a yogurt substance, and you would be able to see if it's flat on top, meaning it hasn't been touched, Leben comes, it's not like a chunks on top and valleys and crevices and stuff, you can see that there's like a membrane on top of it. And even if you left it uncovered and the membrane has not been broken, you would be able to tell if a snake got in, you would be able to tell that things are changed. It's not a clean, clear, flat membrane. It would be a blemished membrane. So although the Chazon Ish was strict not only about tea and Leben as well, but if the membrane of the Leben was intact, he said you could be lenient in that. The Chazon Ish was also very machmir, even for a short amount of time, Zman Mashu, a few seconds, he was very strict about this. The Sefer Imre Yosher brings about the Chazon Ish not only about eating and drinking, but he was also strict about washing his hands from Mayim Megulim if the water was left unsupervised. There was a time he brought a story that he was going to go out, he had filled a cup to wash Netilas Yadayim, and he asked somebody to watch it while he went out. He would be right back, because he didn't want to have to pour out that water. So there we have it. We have the Shlah saying we have to be strict. The Gra was strict. The Chazon Ish was strict. An interesting point in the Pri Chadash, he says, you know, it's true that we've had these leniencies. The Shulchan Aruch, right? You can be lenient. It's mutter when you don't have snakes, etc. So the Pri Chadash says as follows, Shulchan Aruch lo diber elak barak b'binyan ha'sein. He was talking about specific countries that indeed there are not snakes. However, Ba'artzos HaMa'arav, Yesh Harbe Mekomos, Deshchiche Sham Nechashiv HaKravim, talks about different places, that indeed it is common to find snakes, and it is common to find scorpions. And he says, even in Yerushalayim and the outskirts of Yerushalayim, even though Afobi, and this is very important, Afobi She'en Mitzuyin Harbe, even though you don't find them very often, there are not a lot of them, Mikomaka Mitzuyin Ketzas, there is a little bit. And if there's a little bit, that is enough that we should be strict. Every God-fearing Jew indeed should be strict. So what we're saying, interestingly, on the one hand, we brought bases to be lenient. In places that you don't have snakes, you don't have scorpions, it's not common. And then we said, despite that, there are achronim that are very strict about it. The Shlo, the Gro, the Chazanish, and now the Brichadish is telling us this whole heter of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about places where you don't find snakes and scorpions, but a place that you do find them. And even in a place that, even if it's not common, but you see them on occasion a little bit, you should still be strict. Have a wonderful day.